Good morning. We are adding on to our conversation from yesterday where we discussed entering into Shutvas Yisachar Zvulun. Do you need to actually have an explicit condition, an agreement between the two parties? Or is it enough that there's an understanding or an expectation that one is supporting the other and the one who is giving the support is going to participate in the learning of the Torah? Do they have to have that explicit conversation and they need an agreement over that? So indeed, the view of the Netziv that we saw yesterday is that indeed you need to discuss it. You need to have an explicit agreement between the two. Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing. It has to be explicit. There needs to be an agreement between the two. However, our next question building on that is, so if there needs to be an agreement, does it need to be a written agreement? Do they need to make a kinyan? Do you need to have edim, witnesses witnessing the agreement? Or are those not necessary? Is this simply a private discussion, agreement between the Yisachar and Zvulun? But you don't need all those legal bells and whistles. So in fact, that was posed to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe Feinstein answers in the Igros Moshe, Lo tzarech lahatnos bichsav. It does not have to be a written contract. You don't need to sign it in front of witnesses. And he explains the reason is because when you have a contract, and when you have witnesses, the concern there is somebody may lie. If somebody may lie, at least you have something witnessed on a document. You have witnesses that witnessed the signing of the God document. But here, that's not the discussion at all. There's not going to be a concept here that we're concerned one is going to lie, the other's not going to lie. When we go to Beis Din Shamala, Mea Ve'Esrim, and there's going to be a discussion between them if they entered into the contract or didn't, or what the terms were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the deal was. As long as they agreed to a deal, that's all that's necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to apportion the schar between them from the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun. So indeed, that's the psakar of Moshe, that you need an explicit agreement. It does not have to be written. It does not require a kinyan. It does not have to be witnessed by Edim. However, we would just add that it's important that if there is going to be a possibility of a disagreement between the two in this world, for example, one is going to have to enforce that contract in a Beis Din, and you need something in writing accordingly, then it is always advisable to have something in writing. So even though the Shutvus of Yisachar Zvulun is about schar, and schar en olam haba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth, but still everything should be in writing. That's absolutely critical to be able to enforce in this world and just have clarity between the parties in this world. Have a wonderful day.